Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro. I'm one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to lesson for this week, we've got a special one here. We've got multifamily investing versus fix and flips. Now, I'm not here to tell you which one is better. What I'm going to try to do in this lesson is really lay out the benefits of buying a multifamily and the benefits of fixing and flipping. And then we'll talk about the cons, the pluses and the minuses. And hopefully by the end of this lesson, you'll have a better idea of which investment vehicle is better for you. Because you may not like multifamily. You may not like the long-termism. You may not like to be able to hold assets. You may have the psychology where I want a quick transaction. I want to flip these deals and that's where I get my energy. That's where I get my juice. So you may not like multifamily. And conversely, if you are out there doing transactions, but you ultimately know that creating wealth is by owning assets for the long term, you may not like fix and flips. So let's jump into it. The benefits of multifamily investing. The first one, there's a steady income stream. After you've bought an asset, you're receiving cash flow every month. That is such a benefit. That is the reason why Jake and I got into the business back in 2011. I had my W-2 job. I would have called it the restaurant. It was a small business, but it felt like a job. Every week I was getting paid. And unfortunately, some of those weeks where we had holidays or we had snowstorms or we lost power for the week, there was no steady income stream. So that's why I jumped into multifamily. I didn't want to fix and flip. So the very first one is so crucial. You're buying a business when you're buying multifamily. That was the revelation to me a couple of years ago. I'm like, wow, we're buying all these assets, but we're really buying little mini businesses, whether it's a 10 unit or a 300 unit. These assets, these businesses are creating income, steady streams of income. That was so important for me. The second one, which I think is what most people get pushed into multifamily, especially if they're in the single family space, is the economies of scale. When Jake and I started out, once again, I couldn't buy single family homes. I already had the job and I tried to scale up. I had a threeplex and I'm thinking maybe I can buy a couple of houses all over the place. But at the same time, it's like, how am I going to manage houses scattered all over the city? It was very difficult. The economies of scale allowed us to get into multifamily and actually to grow to be able to leave our jobs. On that very first deal, we had a 25 unit deal. What that meant for us was all 25 units were in one location. We had 25 lawns all cut at the same location. We had one bill for taxes, one location, one insurance bill. We had all of our residents living one place. So when it was time to collect rent, right there. When we had to make a repair, it was on the property. There would have been no way for me to start out with that scale in single family if I had to buy 25 separate houses. I would not have been able to do it. On our second deal, we bought a 36 unit. So within 6 months of our first purchase, we had 60 units in two different properties. Could you imagine trying to manage 64 single family homes? It would have been virtually impossible. And the other thing with the economies of scale, when you're buying multifamily, they're all basic boxes. Those 25 units are basically the same. You know where the hot water heater is. You know what type of HVAC you're using. You know the layout of the units. Whereas if you're buying single family homes, one may be a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. One may be a 4-2. One may be a 1-1. They're scattered all over. They have different mechanicals. They have different flooring, different fixtures. Very hard to scale a business from that point standpoint of the economies of scale. The third one I like is the benefit of multifamily is the appreciation. Man, you're not just sitting there going, Lord, please let this market, let this economy go up. If it doesn't go up, then I can't get any appreciation. That's not true with multifamily. You're buying multifamily based on a cap rate and a net operating income. If you can increase that net operating income, guess what? It's called forcing the appreciation. There is so much benefits to that. It's just like a business. Once again, you're not only getting steady stream of income, but if you're doing a great job managing the property, you're going to get increased profits. It's the same thing with the business. If you're doing really good with your business and you start increasing your revenue, all of a sudden you can increase the value of the property. Do you see the similarities between multifamily and owning a business? Very similar. And this last one, which Jake and I had no idea early on, I want you all to Google this word if you don't know what it is, cost segregation. Game changer. And that's why multifamily has raged the last several years, because of this tax benefits. I mean, the government has created this benefit to stimulate behavior. That's why tax laws are written. They're written to stimulate behavior. The government understands that they cannot provide housing. So how do they provide housing on a bigger scale? They give entrepreneurs, investors, those tax breaks. And that's why the money has been flowing into this sector. So tax benefits are huge. Now, the challenges with multifamily, most people would say the initial investment. It can be more challenging to get into a 10-unit property. You need more capital. There are ways to overcome that. You can use seller financing. Jake and I did in our very first deal. You can also raise capital. Challenge number one, it can be overcome, but it is a huge limiting belief to a lot of people, myself included. Didn't know how to do that first deal until I met Jake, until I partnered up. And you know how you overcome the challenge? Just go to jakeandgino.com, go to the website, sign up for our webinars, jakeandgino.com/webinar. Start learning about overcoming that initial investment. You need to join groups, investment groups, mentorship groups, communities. There are people out there who have the capital. If you've got the deal, they have the capital. That's how you get over that initial investment. But it definitely is a challenge. The second one, the management complexity. They are more complex to manage multifamily than they are single families. You need to have certain systems. Now, early on, not really, because you're the I'm a person. I'm a do this. I'm a do that. I'm a does get burned out. But once you start scaling up and you have 2, 3, 4 properties, there's more of a complexity than managing single family homes. That's a good thing and a bad thing, because it's like running a business. And at Jake and Gino, we call that portion the manage right. And the manage right has systems, cadence of accountability, and processes that we teach on how to manage these assets. And the third one definitely is limiting beliefs. I mentioned that on the initial investment, but there's a lot of you out there. Think of yourself. You're always driving by these apartments and saying, man, I wish I could own that, but I don't know how to. That limiting belief will stop a lot of people. Remember, beliefs are behavior driven, as the great Jim Quick says. If you believe you can't do something, then you won't even try. You'll stop. But if you believe that you can get into multifamily, you're going to find a way to do it. Those beliefs will drive you to find a way. Now, let's get into the benefits of fix and flip, because this is really important. Fixes and flips, they're sexy. HGTV, about 10, 12 years ago, revolutionized them. And listen, I'm hooked also. I love those shows. The benefits. First one, quick returns. Boom. You buy a house, fix it up. Within 2, 3 months, you flip it. Awesome. Making quick money. That's a huge benefit. You're trying to churn it. The second one, skill enhancement. You're enhancing your skills. You buy that first fix and flip. All of a sudden, you're starting to become the contractor. You're starting to manage the property. You're starting to work with title companies. You're starting to do these closings. You're getting into the real estate. And all of a sudden, you're enhancing all of those skills that hopefully one day you can translate into multifamily. But starting out by doing those single family fix and flips will get you into the real estate game and understand what's going on. The third one, the market agility, man, jumping in there and being able to do these deals quickly. And there's a lot more single family homes and fixes and flips on the market, a ton more than there are in multifamily. So you're in there, you're buying these deals, and you're able to flip these deals because there's a lot of people out there buying single family homes. And I think the fourth one, the benefit, is the familiarity. Not everyone will buy a multifamily home. But there are a lot of adults out there that are going to buy their home. They're going to invest in a home for their family. So you've done that. There's familiarity with it. And you can say to yourself, hey, I can buy a home. Let me get into it. And the other benefit I would say after that one is the affordability. There are so many programs out there, whether it's veterans, whether it's the FHA programs. There are programs out there that you can get into buying your very first home and starting to fixing and flipping that home that just aren't there with multifamily. Now, the challenge is high risk. People don't take into consideration the risk of flipping a home. If you're buying in the right part of the market cycle, well, market cycle is going up. You're paying a certain price. You're hoping you can flip it for a higher price. What happens if you get caught at the top of the market cycle, like 2008, 2009, or as we're entering right now? There are a lot of fluctuations and unexpected costs, like labor shortages, right? Like when you're talking about supply chain problems, you're looking to fix this home and flip it in 3 months. Then all of a sudden, boom, you got to wait another 3 months because you're behind. So there's a lot of risk in doing that and trying to time the market and trying to sell for some price and selling it for higher. The second one, it's capital requirements. There may be some capital requirements and some issues when you start flipping and fixing your first or second or third home. You don't have that capital. You've got to go out and find private money. That can be difficult. That can be challenging. That can be expensive. That's a challenge. The third one, it's time intensive. Man, you have to be on time. And if you want to make money in this business, time is money. If you spend and waste an extra 30 or 60 days in a flip, well, that's 30 or 60 days of interest that you've got to pay on your money. So time is of the essence. You need to drive the ship. And I think the most important one for me, the most challenging one for me when I started out, I did not want transactions. It's very transactional, fix and flips. You've done a great job. You've done a beautiful job. I'm looking at the barn doors behind me. I'm putting in the fixtures. I've done such a great job with the kitchen. Guess what? I've got to sell that asset and I've got to start the next one. Now, what I've been told by so many successful multifamily investors and even single family home investors is there's two things they would wish they'd have done. The first one, they wish they would have bought more deals. All right. And the second one is they wish they had held longer. And that just tells me wealth is created when you hold that asset for a long time. At Jake and Gino, we like to say buy right and sit tight. So trying to digest all this information that I've thrown at you, I've thrown a ton of stuff at you right now. There are definitely pros and cons to each. But what I would say to you is if you're looking to build a business, if you're looking for sustainability, long-termism, if you're looking to buy an asset that's going to create wealth for you, whether it's generational wealth or legacy wealth, whether you're trying to get out of your W-2 job, whether you're trying to create retirement income, me, multifamily is by far, hands down, the superior investment. If you're out there and you're fixing and flipping, don't have that limiting belief that you can't do it. Because if a pizza guy and a drug rep can do it, then anybody can do it. If you have any questions or you want any kind of documentation or additional resources about multifamily, email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. I'd love to send you over our Wheelbarrow Profits book, The Framework, Buy Right, Manage Right, Finance Right. Oh, and by the way, you could use that framework to fix and flip homes because you have to buy the asset properly, you have to finance it properly, and you have to manage those renovations properly. It's such an amazing business. Once you start thinking about multifamily as scalability, as the tax benefits, as the long-termism, what we do at Jake and Gino is we create multifamily entrepreneurs. And I want you to start shifting your mindset, even to your fix and flips. Start treating it as a business. It is a side hustle. I started out as a side hustle. But once I took the seriousness of that side hustle and I made it and I thought of myself as an entrepreneur, as that business person to implement systems, everything changed for me. I want to thank you for tuning in and just spending part of your day with me. To me, I can talk about multifamily real estate all day, any types of real estate. The key is just jump in there and start taking some massive action. Listen, I will see you on the next how-to. Have a great day, everybody.